Senate will please come to order. And the clerk will please call the roll.
Atkinson? Atkinson? Bates? Bates? Beyer? Boquist? Boquist? Burdick? Devlin? Dingfelder? Dingfelder? Edwards? Edwards? Farioli? Farioli? George? George? Gerard? Gerard? Hass? Hass? Johnson? Johnson? Cruz? Cruz? Monis Anderson? Monroe? Morse? Nelson? Olson? Olson? Brzezinski? Brzezinski? Rosenbaum? Shields? Shields? Starr? Steiner Hayward? Telfer? Telfer? Thompson? Thompson? Berger? Berger? Whitsitt? Whitsitt? Winters? Winters? President Courtney?
A quorum being present, we are going to post the colors, and I would like to ask Senator Rod Monroe to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Invocation today, our own Senator Frank Morris.
Let us pray. Creating God, as the one who walks the way of ordinary people, as the one who weeps over our indifference to one another, as the one who deeply understands the paradox of life which rises from death. Reveal to us, O God, a language of grace that leads to hope. Give us a sense of new life. Give us openness if we have closed our hearts to your future. Give us courage if we live our lives in fear of the political consequences of doing the right thing. Give us wisdom when we forget to listen to the learnings of our history. Give us joy when we see the breadth of your imagination expressed in the differences between us. Bind us together, O God, As legislators who feel your love, and in so representing all the people of this state, can lead Oregon to a better place. Amen.
I want to thank Senator Rod Monroe for leading us in the Pledge of Allegiance, and also Senator Frank Morris for his invocation here today. We're now in the courtesies of the Senate. Recognize Senator Brian Boquist.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you be kind enough to extend courtesies to the Locker Hill Middle School students who are up in the gallery to our rear?
Locker Hill, is it?
Locker Hill.
Locker Hill. Yes, I would. You're the very first group of students to visit us this session, and you brought good weather. It's sort of nice outside. It's a beautiful capital. It's your capital. It belongs to you, and we hope you have a great day. Stay as long here as you'd like. Hope you enjoy the capital, and we hope you will come back to see us again and again. Thank you, Senator Brian Boquist. I appreciate it. So thank you for being here. Recognize Senator Frank Morris, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would ask that you extend courtesy to friends from my hometown of Lebanon. The Lebanon Chamber of Commerce is sponsoring a leadership class. We have about 30 members, business leaders from that community, and they're in the gallery, hosted by Shelley Garrett, who's the executive director. Mr. President, would ask you extend courtesies to my friends from my hometown.
Thank you to the Lebanon Chamber of Commerce. Shelley, we're the leadership class, where I assume you're in the south. Oh, there they are. They're in the back gallery with the students, so you're mixed in with the students. Thank you. Thank you for being here today. We hope that you're going to have a nice day. It is your capital. I always get excited to be able to say that. The capital belongs to you. Capital grounds belong to you. This process belongs to you, and I hope you're going to stay with us a while to watch us, to go to committees. And so it's an honor and a privilege that you be here today, and you're sitting with the students, and so, you know, it keeps you young. So thank you very much, and it's an honor to have you here. Recognize Senator Lori Moniz Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. President. There's a ring.
I don't know what to do with your ring.
I'd like you to extend courtesies to Kenna Patton. She is a senior at Linfield College, and she is majoring in health education with a political science minor. Last month, she spent the month in studying health and medical care in Singapore. She is now with me 3 days a week in my office. She is a wonderful asset, and she loves the outdoors and recreation, loves to travel, and I'd like you to extend courtesies. Thank you.
Kenna
Patton.
Kenna, glad you're here. So you're a mighty Wildcat. I'm a mighty Western Oregon Wolves. In the old days, we had our rivalry, but those days are gone. But anyway, it's a great school. I'm honored and pleased that you'll be here. Quite a combination, healthcare and political science. I'm fascinated by that. I don't know if I've ever heard of that combination before academically, but I guess to be healthy would probably maybe help you politically. It sure wouldn't hurt you. So, and I'm glad you're with Senator Lori Moniz Anderson. You're with a great state senator. You're going to have a good time. You're going to learn a lot, and I know she's going to learn a lot for you. So it's an honor and privilege you're here. Welcome. Further courtesies. I'd like to have your attention, my fellow senators. I didn't do something yesterday I should have done, but I guess I'm glad I didn't do it, because now I get to highlight it in a way that I couldn't have done it yesterday. The good Senator Alan Olson made a reference under courtesies. Thank you, Senator Alan Olson, and I don't see you, to acknowledge we have a brand new member of the Oregon State Senate. And maybe you've met her. If you haven't, I hope you have. I'm going to tell you a little about it. There's two very sweet things that come to mind. Senator Elizabeth Steiner Hayward, and I got to be careful. If someone has more than one name, I get in trouble and they can get offended. So it's Elizabeth Steiner Hayward. You must remember that. As you all know, she has taken the seat that the former Senator Suzanne Bonamici had. She was selected by the Washington and Multnomah County Board of Commissioners in a special joint meeting on December 21st to fill the vacancy in Senate District 17. This is one of the sweet points about this. And she was sworn in on this floor, I think it was 1 o'clock on the afternoon of January 5th. And I remember looking at the agenda, who was going to speak. And I remember saying to my joint chief of staff, I want you to make sure that Senator Ted Ferraioli can be here if it's possible. And at that time, Senator Ferraioli was going to leave, literally within the hour, I believe, to return to his home on John Day. And you realize January, you're going to have tough weather. And he, not only did he not leave, he stayed another whole day so he could be here to speak about her being sworn in and to say very nice thing here. It's because you do understand, I'm a Democrat, but the swearing in of a new state senator, they're a state senator before that DR follows. And I thought it was very important that the swearing-in ceremony reflected it. And he was very gracious and very kind to delay his trip by at least a day. And I hope he didn't get himself in trouble with inclement weather, although he knows how to handle all that. But he was very kind to do that, and along with Senator Dianne Rosenbaum, who said some very nice things. She and Senator Elizabeth Steinhardt know each other. So you need to know that. And I think it was very sweet, Senator Ferraioli. And it was a very nice ceremony, and I'm going to tell you why here in a second. Her bachelor's degree is from the University of Chicago. Her doctorate of medicine degree is from her MD, if you will, the University of Massachusetts Medical School. Both those institutions are significant and serious institutions of higher learning, that's all I'm going to say. Her residency is at the Oregon Health Science University, and I don't know if that's what's brought her here or not, so truly her medical training is extraordinary. She is currently on the faculty at the Oregon Health Science University and serves as the co-chair of the Institutional Review Board. She holds a number of titles there. She is the president, has served as the president of the Oregon Academy of Family Physicians, and as chair of the Academy's Public Policy and Legislative Commission. She is a member of the Oregon Medical Association Legislative Affairs Committee. Family practice, her specialty is family practice. What I love about family practice, this is the specialty. So what's wrong with you? I'll take care of it, if you know what it is, opposed to just one thing. So I'm delighted that we have those people that will go into medicine and be willing to look at all my body and tell me what's wrong, as opposed to having to go to 16 specialists. She's on the board of Catlin Gable School, Girl Scout troop leader. Now, this is what's sort of cute and sweet. Let's just do this, Peter. She and her husband, Michael, they just doubled the size of the family. Let me get to that. She had 3 children, and within 24 hours, the 3 went to 6. And it happened just hours before, or a day before, we swore her in here. Literally, the new daughters joined, I don't like to say old daughters, but I'm just going to read what I got here in case I make a mistake. They have adopted 3 new daughters, that's what it says, Amber, Rose, and Donna. They already had 3 daughters, Emma, Myra, and Christian, and one of them must be married because there's a son-in-law, Alan. So literally on the floor that day, they were all here, the 3 adopted new daughters, I believe somewhere in the Deschutes or Bend Area, because it was made public, they joined the 3 existing daughters. Does everybody follow what I'm saying to me? Because it's just sweet. I think it's sweet. Her hobbies, she reads, bird watches. I always love people who watch birds. I don't know. They knit and walks on the beach. It's nice. Playing board games with her family. And someone's got to tell me what a board game is. Is it Monopoly, Dominoes, or is it this other thing? Because I like the thought of that. And she has 2 cats, Bruno and Gracie. She has a pond full of fish, and I hope it's indoors, because if it's outdoors, if it's like the ponds, I know there can be a raccoon issue, and you might not have many fish there for very long. She's an Aries, but means she's a ram. Aries are said to have energy, warmth, vision, and intuition. I sort of believe in that. I'm not going to tell you what I am, but I sort of believe in that. So she's warm, she has vision, energy, and intuition. The committee she's serving on already, Education Workforce Development, that's this Education Committee, but through a Right into Ways and Means Subcommittee on General Government, and the Ways and Means Subcommittee on Human Services. My fellow senators, let us please a warm welcome to our newest member, Senator Elizabeth Steiner Hayward. Further courtesies. Oh, I have to read this. The Secretary of Senate provided me with this. I don't know what I'm reading. Comcast Cable Newsmakers North Gallery highlight Senate chambers. I don't know what that means, but there's something going on up there, and that's what the Secretary of the Senate said I should read. So if you want to know more what that means, talk to him. There's things up there. I don't know what they're doing up there. But that's what's going on up there. Remonstrances? Message from the House. Oh, excuse me. Recognize Senator Steiner Hayward, please.
President Courtney, thank you. And thank you very much for those extremely kind words. I would just like to take a moment to thank all of my colleagues here, and as I did on the day of my installation, to thank the incredible staff in the building for all the help they've been offering to me thus far and continue to offer when I pop into their offices and say, now what do I do? So I'm extraordinarily honored by the warm welcome I've received. I'm humbled and grateful for the opportunity to serve alongside so many extraordinary colleagues, and I look forward to working with all of you for many years to come. Thank you very much.
Recognize Senator Laurie Montes Anderson, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is a remonstrance on senior disability issues. The Campaign for Oregon Seniors and People with Disabilities is hosting its Capitol Day today. And you may have noticed them walking around the building in their yellow scarves. I don't see any up in the gallery right now. But I'd like to take this opportunity to speak on behalf of the campaign about the service system that affords vulnerable Oregon seniors and people with disabilities the independence, choice, and dignity that has made Oregon's long-term care system a national model. More than ever, fulfilling the promise of independence, choice, and dignity that the legislature codified in ORS Chapter 410 is the right thing to do. It also remains the fiscally responsible, cost-effective thing to do, especially now. Investing in long-term care means ensuring access to critical services for some of Oregon's most vulnerable citizens and saving critical jobs, which we need now more than ever. And also, Mr. President, we would like to welcome our guests from Friendly House's Gay and Gray program in District 17, Northwest Portland. These participants are tireless advocates on issues impacting lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender older adults. Welcome. Thank you for your recognition of the important message that these visitors deliver here today. Thank you.
Thank you. Further remonstrances? Message from the House.
Mr. President, I'm directed by the co-speakers to inform you that the House of Representatives has organized and is ready for the business of the even-year regular session of the 76th Legislative Assembly. Representative Tina Kotek has resigned as co-speaker pro tem effective February 1st, 2012. Representative Peter Buckley has been elected co-speaker pro tem. Mr. President, I'm directed by the co-speakers to inform you the House has adopted HCR 201.
Reports from committees, propositions and motions. Actions on executive appointments that require the Senate confirmation, introduction and the first reading of Senate measures, second reading of Senate measures, and the third reading of Senate measures, first reading of House measures.
House Concurrent Resolution 201, establishing deadlines for completion of legislative measures for 2012 to regular session, 76th Legislative Assembly.
This is transmitted to the President's desk for referral. Second reading of House measures. Third reading of House measures. Recognize Senator Dianne Rosenbaum, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the rules be suspended in order that the Senate may take action immediately on final reading of House Concurrent Resolution 201.
Senator Rosenbaum has moved that the rules be suspended in order that the Senate take immediate action on the final reading of HCR 201. To your motion, please.
Thank you, colleagues. HCR 1 has been distributed, and you have a copy of it, and this will enable us to take action on this immediately.
Is there any objection? It is so ordered. The question now before us is, no, that is, excuse me. I don't know. That motion has passed, and now we'll move on to the consideration of HCR 201. Would the clerk please read the resolution?
House Concurrent Resolution 201, establishing deadlines for completion of legislative measures of the 2012 regular session of the 76th Legislative Assembly.
Recognize Senator Dianne Rosenbaum, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. Colleagues, House Concurrent Resolution 201 sets the deadlines for completion of our work on legislative measures for this 2012 session. Basically says when measures have to be scheduled and completed in committee in both the Chamber of Origin and in the other chamber. Those deadlines are pretty straightforward, will enable us to complete our business and do the work we are here to do. So I urge your aye vote and would be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. Is the discussion on the resolution is now before us? Senator Rosenbaum, do you wish to close?
No, thank you.
The question arises upon the third reading and the final adoption of HCR 201. Those who are of the opinion that the resolution should be adopted will answer aye as their names are called, and those opposed, no. Would the clerk please call the roll?
Beyer? Beyer? Boquist? Burdick? Burdick? Devlin? Dingfelder? Edwards? Ferrioli? George, Gerard, Haas, Johnson, Cruz, Monis Anderson, Monroe, Morse, Nelson, Olson, Brzezinski, Rosenbaum, Shields, Starr, Steiner Hayward, Telfer, Thompson, Berger, Whitsitt, Winters, Atkinson, Bates, President Courtney, not answering, Beyer,
Beyer's a yes, Cruz is a yes, Cruz is a yes,
30 aye votes.
HCR 201, having received a constitutional majority, is declared adopted. Other business of the Senate. Recognize Senator Jason Atkinson, please.
What Mr. President, vote explanation on HCR 201.
Please enter your vote explanation to the record,
sir. I supported this HCR that just came through for the legislative session, but if you recall, the Senate version of annual sessions was the version that should have gone through. Annual sessions, as originally designed, were going to be a regular session of 4 months and a shorter session of 2 months, total of 6 months. Right now, because of what the House did in that particular session, we have 5 months, which is arguably too long, because we can have oversight over the executive branch and government in 4 months, and 1 month, which I would argue is a little bit too short to have oversight over the executive. So while I did support that HCR, it needs to be on the record that the best way for Oregon as we evolve into annual sessions is a session that is 4 months, in which K through 12 is funded first, and a session that is 2 months, where you actually have oversight. That's my vote explanation. Other than that, Mrs. Lincoln, it was a great play.
Further vote explanations? We're now under the courtesies of the Senate in accordance with SR 8.403. Conferral list number 2 was distributed to the members on February 1. The referrals will be recorded in the journal in the state's report. It is so ordered. We're now under announcements. Recognize Senator Dianne Rosenbaum, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Democrats, we will caucus promptly at noon. We do have a very full agenda today, so please be there on time. Thank you.
Senator Ted Ferrioli, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. Likewise, Republicans will caucus at noon. So please, members, bring your lunches to the caucus room and be timely. Thank you.
Are there further announcements? All right. If there are no further announcements without objection, the Senate is adjourned until Monday. There is no floor session tomorrow. No floor session Friday tomorrow. The Senate is adjourned until Monday at 11 a.m., February 6th. Senate now is adjourned.